Hello, everybody. I've just dropped the smart car back at Loughborough University at Cenex, at cenex.co.uk online. I'm with Miles in the ultra-quiet Leaf. Good morning.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing?
Yeah, very good.
So I'm good, thank you. I've had an excellent week in the car. I'm sort of missing it already because I give it a personality now. I feel like a long-lost friend. One thing that you couldn't do in the smart that you can do in the Leaf is you can fast charge this. And so within 30 minutes, you can be fully charged?
80% charge.
Okay.
From flat in 30 minutes. It takes an hour to get it to 100%. That's basically because it's not as efficient and you have to be a bit more careful about going from the 80 to the 100.
Okay.
Just to protect the battery a bit more.
Okay.
But basically, the chargers look similar to a four-quart fuel pump, long lead, big... gun on the end of it. You just plug your car into it. It all locks itself up. You just press one button and it says, okay, you've got 30 minutes to charge. It's at 30% or 20% level. Yeah, it's really easy to use. It's just there's not that many places with these types of charger yet. It tends to be Nissan dealerships. There's mostly in Birmingham at the moment, actually. There's one particular eco company, RCS Retford, which is a print company that have actually got 5 Nissan Leafs. They have a quick charger for themselves.
Very cool. And they're big power units, aren't they? 50 kilowatt, is it?
Yeah, it's 50 kilowatts. Basically, it takes AC three-phase power and converts it into DC. And 50 kilowatts is the power rating of the DC output. It's about 100 amps, something like that.
Okay.
So it's quite high power. So you do need a three-phase connection for it.
Right. So I imagine a scenario where in the next 6 to 12 months, maybe 18 months, we have motorway services with these 50 kilowatt fast chargers. How far away do you think we are in terms of getting over this issue that people have about range? Because at the moment, the Leaf and the Smart are 100 mile range. There's new battery technology coming on the market, right?
Well, I mean, there will be improvements in battery tech, but in the next 6 to 12 months, you're going to see more vehicles that are a combination of EV and very small petrol or diesel engines.
Okay.
Those are the ones that are going to be able to do the range. Okay, it won't have quite the same emissions reduction impact, but it covers that market, that rep market.
Mm-hmm.
The next step after that, I suppose, is 10 years down the line, is probably fuel cells. So you'd still probably use the infrastructure
that's
to charge the battery that's part of your fuel cell vehicle, and the fuel cell itself would charge the battery as well.
And the future as well is if you have these things at home and you're not using it, I presume there's electricity going back in and back out. There's a lot of education to be done for the general public, isn't there, really, with this stuff still?
Definitely.
Especially charging points. So this week, for me, the charging point discussion has been over and over that we need to sort of do more on that. And I think people, once they get the benefits of, there's a whole bunch of benefits with cost, being able to almost in your fleet manage people from different destinations. There's going to be a load more apps coming online.
Yeah.
What is the number one thing that would really push somebody to go and get an EV?
Well,
for you,
the long term, environmentally, carbon dioxide saving. You can get 15 to 40% reduction in emissions by using an electric vehicle compared with a petrol or diesel equivalent.
Which is huge, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But that's for environmentally minded people.
Mm.
Quite a lot of people tend to look at the cost bottom line, and really they should be looking at a long-term cost, a total cost of ownership, rather than just looking at the list price of the vehicle. They'll find that it actually breaks even to have an electric vehicle within about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a little bit longer than normal vehicles,
sure,
but it does make sense if you're willing to keep the vehicle for longer and use it as much as you can.
Yeah. So. Well, Miles, thank you very much. We've had a great week in it. If anybody's interested in about low emissions vehicles, EVs, charging points, anything like that, do check out their website. It's www.cenex.co.uk. Drop Miles an email or a chat. I've absolutely loved using the EV. It's been perfect fit for my life. It might not be for everybody, but definitely do test one of these electric vehicles out, see what they fit like. I felt really relaxed in the car. There was no engine noise. There was no rattling away at junctions, no first and second and third race through the gears to get going. It just smoothly went off. And now we're back at Loughborough Station where we started the trip last Monday. So, Miles, thank you very much.
Thanks, Phil. That's been excellent. Thank you.